the Prime Minister of Israel, holds his ground against Obama. They go behind closed doors for another round for 2 hours. What does it all mean and why should you care? A couple of new polls out say that 79% of us think the U.S. economy could collapse. Gee, you think? In the meantime, it's all about health care reform and the reaction to it. Hey, everybody, hope you're having a good start to your week, at least. Kate Delaney here at the helm, as always, of our little old show called America Tonight. Glad you found us on the dial. Tell a few friends. And coming up, we will, I promise, lighten the load as we move along. It is water cooler buzz. We have the NCAAs to talk about. Plus, in our third hour, nail the score, your chance to win some incredible prizes. And I actually just got some more delivered. Do you believe it? So there are free things that occasionally come your way, and you might be able to claim bragging rights and get your hands on some prizes if you nail the score. We'll have two games that the computer will randomly pick in the NCAA tournament as it gets smaller and smaller. So many games have already been played, but there is, oh, so much more basketball. And I am looking forward to that in our next hour. Again, that is in our next hour. But right here, from the get-go, we're continuing the saga of let's sue. Let's try this and see what happens. And there are now 14 states that have filed suit after the president signed the bill, health care reform. Late in the day, he did that, so on Tuesday. So now the challenge is on. The constitutionality of what would be called the burden imposed by the legislation, since the health care overhaul is going to cost some serious money, as more than 15 million more Americans are eligible for Medicaid nationwide starting just a couple of years from now, and it's going to cost the states billions to administer, money they absolutely do not have and don't foresee having due to the tax collections way, 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 way down. Here's what the Florida Attorney General had to say.
A few minutes before 12 o'clock, the President of the United States today signed into law a health care bill that, in our judgment and the judgment of 12 other state attorney generals, is unconstitutional and invades the sovereignty of the states. And each of us who are involved in a lawsuit that we filed at 12:02 p.m. today in the Northern District of Florida believe that the freedoms of Americans, and particularly in my state of Florida, were impaired by this bill, and it forces people to do something in the sense of buying a health care policy or pay a penalty, a tax, or a fine that simply the Constitution does not allow Congress to do. But it's about constitutionality. It's about forcing people to buy health insurance when there is no provision in the Constitution that allows for anybody to be forced to do something where there's no commerce, no action. You're just sitting there. It's just a living tax. And it's about the question of forcing the state of Florida and the other states against the sovereignty that's guaranteed under our Constitution to our states to do things that are practically impossible to do as a practical matter.
All right, so this will be an interesting one to watch. It should go all the way up to the Supreme Court. And I think the AG explained it nicely, talking about the constitutionality and the taxing and, you know, whether or not you should be forced, not the actual issue, but forcing, mandating that insurance coverage. So with the passage of this legislation and this big overhaul and raising what the cost to $940 billion due to the numbers of people who are going to be covered by insurance, the Senate now picks up the ball. So they take up the amendments this week. The package of bills would increase the number of Americans insured by 32 million. That also raises the portion of people that are, what, under the age of 64 with insurance to about 94%. So there's a big, fat challenge that is on, and the challenge is what to do with the growth in annual spending exceeding the growth in state revenue. How do you manage this? Yeah, it's going to be tough. And that's why the constitutional challenge. We'll see ultimately when it ends up in the Supreme Court what the decision is and what the face of the court, frankly, looks like at that point, because that will make an incredible difference as to the decision. You've got a couple of days to digest it now, so it's still this post-mortem phase that we're all in. And you may have read some things. You've listened to America Tonight. You perhaps have heard some of our guests. And we have many more to talk about the subject and the specifics of how it's going to affect you. Please feel free at any time to throw in your two cents, including, hey, if you like it and you think it's a victory after all these years, let's hear your point of view. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. So you have states challenging the bill, saying the Medicaid expansion is just going to beat their budgets down. It's going to bust their budgets. They're not going to have the money for it. In the meantime, there are some other things that are making news of interest, I think, to bring up right at the top. And here's the bravo. We talked about this a ton on this show. As somebody who's traveled a lot and watched what's happened at the TSA, by the way, I got patted down at the Philadelphia International Airport on my way back to our satellite facility in Dallas. That's the first time that that has happened to me in a long time. But regardless, some of you may have had that happen too. The nominee, the president's nominee to oversee security at the airports, U.S. airports, is saying he wants to shift screening closer to what they do in Israel to include behavior detection to try to thwart possible terrorists. And hey, bravo to this retired Major General Robert Harding for saying that. I mean, you know, the buzzword was, are you talking about profiling? That's outrageous. Remember how we heard that? In Israel, they profile. They pull you over. They can ask you any darn question they want to ask you, but they look for the behavior. That's what it's about. The nervous, the eyes, the hands. I say this all the time. Get a really super sleuth detective, a whole bunch of them who were good at what they did, and put them in those positions at the airports, guarantee they'll know who to pull over. And it won't be the mothers that are falling down with their strollers and all of their baby paraphernalia that get pulled to the side, or the older people who no way are they a pack mule for somebody and no way are they a terrorist, but they're getting pulled aside, taking off their shoes and their belts and, you know, all that other stuff. So this was a good thing for him to say, if he can make that happen. I mean, the guy did 3 decades in the military. He also was a deputy to the Army's chief of intelligence and the director for operations in the Defense Intelligence Agency. I don't care squat about the resume. I care that if the resume is true to form and he does have some smarts, and like saying we need to make our model closer to what they do in Israel, then bravo, bravo. Let's get this guy in there. He would be the right guy. And the good news is, because of that nutball, Abdullah Mutallab, if you don't know who I'm talking about, the Nigerian guy who tried to blow up the plane, remember, from Amsterdam to Detroit last Christmas with the bomb in his underwear. Because of that, I think they had to switch gears, they being the administration, on who they picked. And, hey, maybe Harding is the guy. I mean, this was the right thing to say, don't you think? Why can't we do that? Look at behavior. Makes sense, huh? 800-259-5791. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
Tonight, we're going to do our mailbag segment. Truly, I appreciate everybody who's sending us our thoughts on healthcare and a lot of the other things that we've been talking about here on America Tonight. Just as an aside here, how many of you are still in your brackets? Does anybody have a live bracket going? I'll tell you what, it has been a very strange tournament. If you don't have one going, who cares, because we have nailed the score, and that is coming up in our third hour. Our third hour. I cannot wait for Nail the Score, because I'm hoping that this time around somebody will nail the score. What's really cool about the tournament is we give you two chances. The computer will pick randomly two games, and if you nail the score in any one of those games, you will win the prizes. How great is that? I just like the idea of the two chances. It's like playing the lottery and you get the tickets free and you get two tries at it. So maybe we'll have a winner this time around. All right, a couple of things. We talked about healthcare in the beginning. I went through my little rant there, and then I feel better. And then I also threw out the thing about the TSA nominee, Harding, and I like the fact that he's saying, finally, we're going to look at behavior. Really? How long did it take us to come up with that? But he's thinking in the right direction and likes the idea of talking to the Israelis and doing what they're doing. And that's what should be happening. All this crap about the puffers and the scanners and spending millions of dollars because, gosh, we have so much money. What about some of the old-fashioned techniques that have worked so successfully in Israel? Well, people said no, shot them down, said it was profiling. But there's a different way to do it. You call it something different, and you roll with that, and you get the right people in place. And maybe we'll have better security through some of our airports. There's never a 100% guarantee, but doing the behavior route, I think, is a good step in the right direction. Absolutely. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark.
What do you think? A couple of days off there, sweetie?
I did take. I had to go to a big convention for talkers. Yes.
Yeah, I heard myself on the radio once. I sounded like a real dope. But anyway, no, actually, I just wanted to say thanks for always giving me the time to rant, and I'm going to rant a little bit. But I feel that if I stay calm, I beat my points across. Just a couple of reactions or observations from what I've watched on the tube, and they had the reaction to the bill signing and previous and before. But Kirsten Powers wrote a column in the Post about how most people are going to benefit from the bill. But I'd like to challenge her by offering Alex Jones' assessment when he talked about all the taxes and everything else that's involved in this health care bill and how it's basically going to kill the middle class. And
yeah, but everybody's saying that. It's not just Alex. And
right.
I'm glad he's saying that, but my God, it doesn't take a genius to realize that. It's
yes.
crazy.
And in the beginning of your show, one observation, and I'll continue on, you said 79% of the American people believe we're in run for an economic collapse. Is that what you
yeah.
said?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is, folks, we can't afford what this guy has put on the credit card. And if I could just mention really quick, the guy down the dial that does the UFO show, he had an expert on this. One of the older stations rebroadcast the show. And he mentioned what good old Uncle Mark from New York mentioned years ago up until the present. If the bill was actually supposed to be paid for with hard assets, he said coal or gold or oil, the American people wouldn't go for it. So he said, see, there's nothing backing this up. We have to borrow to pay for this. It can't. I mean, it was just amazing to hear some professional say exactly what I've been saying. I'm just a blue-collar dolt. And so it's getting out there. As far as the Chinese, they don't want to back our currency. Fannie and Freddie, Geithner was testifying today. They're already almost $1 trillion in the hole.
Yeah.
So America, where is it going to come from? And if I could just make this point about the IRS agents.
Do it.
20,000 IRS agents being hired. And it piqued my interest because one of the gun magazines that newspapers that I get that covers firearm issues, it mentioned this little blurb about a month ago that they're giving them short barrel shotguns. Now, the IRS agents are under the guise of the Treasury, I believe. Isn't that right? The Treasury.
That's right, yeah.
But short barrel shotguns and IRS agents meddling in your medical affairs
yeah,
and your,
yeah.
your America doesn't exist anymore, Kay. I mean, it's not a statement. And did you happen to see the armed with the machine gun, Capitol Police officer standing out in front of the buses
yes.
while the legislature's got on?
Yes.
I mean, this is what they're afraid of. America, it's a police state. It's not an exaggeration anymore. They got armed police officers with machine guns, Capitol Police, protecting the legislatures. Someone threw a brick and threw Slaughter, those Louise Slaughter's upstate Albany office. I mean, I don't know if that was a staged event or not, but, you know, people are pissed off. Politicians don't care. They just go ahead and they do what they want to do because they have taken advantage of the system. Did someone say, I know I'm ranting here, that Chuck Schumer was caught on microphone saying that they can change or do whatever they want? Did you hear about
yeah.
that quote?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Schumer basically says, you know, screw the little people. You're too stupid to understand what's going on. Just like Sotomayor, before she was confirmed, she said on that circuit before she was affirmed to the Supreme Court justice that they make the laws, and then she tried to backtrack. You see, America, it doesn't work for you unless you're super, super rich.
Yep.
You can do what you want, or you're a poor slob, which we're all going to be, and they'll just step on you anyway, but you'll probably be drunk in the gutter, and you won't know the difference.
Oh.
I mean, I've talked a lot of issues, and I wanted to be a little more precise, but I wish I knew where we're going, and I just, if my savings, my 401k, whatever I have left, is taken from me, I mean, I can totally speak for myself, and I would never incriminate myself, but, you know, with Joe Stack at the IRS building, I think that was a staged event, but this American people are going to make that guy look like a piker because they're not going to stand for this. But long before we get that, I'm not claiming violence or anything else, America, long before they get there, they're going to clamp down us and shut us down, and they may even come to the point where they just, you know, hey, you know what? We're going to blanket shut down internet or even talk radio because there's people People, they don't want me getting on with my big mouth and the thousands.
Yeah, they don't want any, they don't want the true flow. I'm not saying they when we say they.
Right.
There's a lot of different people. Thanks, Mark. It's that whole fairness doctrine thing that he's talking about that luckily was squashed. But he did make some good points. And, you know, the point of the matter is you can't afford to be apathetic anymore. It's not even, you know, fear-mongering, scary, ooh, scary things in the night. It is that you have to pay attention. I mean, like he's talking about the whole thing of the IRS agents being armed. Jeremy sent me a picture of the new IRS agent. I'm going to post it on my website and wait till you take a look at it. Go to AmericaTonight.net. In a little while, and you'll be able to see that. And, you know, we're talking about fully locked and loaded, and no joke, this is pretty much what we're talking about. And the idea that if you want government really in everything, then you're happy with this. But like most of us, probably, you're either somewhere in between, or you think like I do, and it's about smaller government. You want smaller government. I'm all about the whole Tom Jefferson thing. You know, keep the government out of it, because the more government gets involved, honestly, the more it gets gunked up. And it's about to get gunked up really big time with the way healthcare reform is being laid out, unless it's tweaked in a lot of different directions. But I don't see that. Coming up, like I said, it's the NCAA tournament. It's funny because I was saying to all of you, does anybody have a bracket left? And Matt, I'm wondering, I have Kentucky winning the whole thing. Whew, they're still in it. But, you know, I had Kansas in the Final Four, and, of course, that's kaput. So I don't know. I made a lot of mistakes along the way, and there's some Cinderellas that are at work here, and you might see a really interesting Final Four. What do you think?
Well, my bracket is completely screwed up. I had Vanderbilt in the Final Four. And my winner to win it all was, I relied on the veterans, and I went with Kansas. Not a good idea at all.
You and about 75% of the other people had Kansas, so you're not alone. I want to meet the people who so far have almost 100% correct, because I think there's very few. All right, hang with us. You want to throw in your two cents like Mark did on Long Island? Certainly feel free to react. 800-259-5791. We'll see you in a few.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need in military surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet, without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
KG hanging here and there and everywhere in between across this great country. Thanks for joining us on America Tonight. Still rehashing the health bill, and why not? I saw a headline. Ooh. Do we even have to debate this? It was CNN, I think, where I saw this. Health bill, a milestone or a mistake? I don't know. You tell me, America. Which do you think it is? And I'm going to keep reiterating this because I'm getting some nasty emails, and I welcome all emails. I don't have a problem. I have a thick skin if someone wants to slam me. But I'll go to the mailbag coming up. The thing is, I definitely think there should be health care reform, but it should be real health care reform. And what, ladies and gentlemen, you have been sold is a bill of goods that cannot sustain. It cannot sustain unless there's something different. I don't know. Maybe there's a quadrillion dollars hidden away in a secret passage underneath the White House, and it's going to slowly but surely be eaten into the economy. Oh, if that were only true, huh? Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us across the border in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello, how you doing? I'd love it if it was a Cornell Northern Iowa national championship.
You like the underdogs.
Oh, okay. I last week watched Vermont and Syracuse. From Toronto, we turned it off at halftime because we know Syracuse was going to KA. But I remember when we saw the score that was Northern Iowa beating Northern Iowa beat Kansas, we went, yeah, sure. You know, I thought maybe it was just the technicians playing a joke. And then we looked like, hey, this is for real. Holy. As Phil Rizzuto and Harry Carey used to say, holy cow. And then Cornell wins. I'm thinking, like, see, these Ivy League schools are more than just brains. They actually know how to play basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd love, like, but I know it will never happen. Northern Iowa against Cornell, but it's always nice to dream.
Well, hey, you don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we like this tournament. That's why there's always arguments about why can't we see this in college football?
Yeah.
Because sometimes the little guy pulls it off. Sometimes
right.
the unsung program, they're able to challenge on the floor.
I know they're talking about how to expand it. How about slowly but surely? Instead of having one play-in game, how about each region having a play-in game? And, you know, that would build it up. I mean, don't have all of a sudden from 48 teams to whatever number they're thinking about putting in. And then you've also got the NIT, you've got two other tournaments going on. Next thing you know, you're going to have more than half the Division I teams in postseason tournaments. You know, but I know everyone wants to get to the big dance. And yes, it is covered here in Canada by the newspapers and one of the sports networks, a network called The Score, has the Canadian rights to the games. But the advantage,
but the advantage
we have over you is that, okay, if you don't have like any of the cable, and you just have the CBS feed, it's like, hey, that's tough. But at least with here, you know, we could be. Sometimes we'll be covering the same games, but at the same time, we could be covering different games as well. So, whatever happens. And I actually know a couple of people who are driving down to Syracuse to see the West region.
Right.
Which I don't know what the NCAA is thinking. You being a former sports, or I still consider you a sports broadcaster,
mm-hmm.
because you still do a little for Fox.
Mm-hmm.
What is the NCAA thinking by saying Syracuse West Region? Syracuse, if you know your geography, is in the East.
I know, but if you look at the overall brackets and how they were seeded, I know it is weird. It is. You're right. Because
yeah.
look, Vermont. Right. You were talking about Vermont and watching Vermont and how they mixed it all up.
Yeah.
I think sometimes what they do is they take the teams, they throw them in a hat and say, I know what they do. What they do is say, where can we draw the crowds? We need to get some sexy teams down here, even though they're alums, it'll be a pain in the rear end for them to travel here.
Mm-hmm.
Think of the people that we can stack in this arena. We need to put somebody good out here, and I think some of that goes into play.
Yeah, because look how big the Carrier Dome is.
Yep.
And then I know you got out of the college. I remember I was talking to someone who was a Syracuse Orange, season ticket holder. I said, why doesn't Syracuse bid to host the Final Four? They've got the arena. It seats about 40,000 for basketball. They've got a relatively regional airport that can handle, relatively big planes. The person said one word, hotels. I had to think for a sec, what do you mean by hotels? Why build hotels for something that's going to happen only every 5 or 6 years? I said, you're right. You know, so that's why you'll always see the Final Four like in Indianapolis, and next year it's being held in Houston, and, I think Minneapolis.
Sure, in the big cities, yeah.
Yeah,
the big facilities.
Right. Yeah, I mean, like I said, Syracuse does have the arena, like I said, but they don't have the hotels, so I think that's the only thing that's stopping them. Anyway, it'd be nice to see if it is Cornell against Northern Iowa. Julie's picking Cornell. Why? Because they've got smart, intelligent boys. That's the only reason.
I like that. I like her thinking. Maybe David slays Goliath again. Thanks, Sammy.
Right. Take care.
Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. Isn't Cornell where they're having all those suicides at?
Boy, Cornell, and let me tell you, they don't talk about it at Harvard, but it happens at Harvard, too, because they grade on that bell curve.
Yeah. Hey, Kate, by the way, did you hear the NFL news today with the change in overtime in the playoffs?
I did, and, it's interesting. We were going to talk about it in sports shirts, but that's okay. We can bring it up now. It is the death to sudden death, basically, as they kind of tweak the overtime rule. What do you think? Do you like the idea that it's not sudden death now?
Well, yeah, I see their point. It's not fair for a team to lose because the other team gets the toss and then they just kick a 50-yard field goal or something like that, But if the issue is, it sounds to me like the issue was they didn't want people losing on a field goal. So just why didn't they just go okay, in overtime, you can't get field goals. You have to go for a touchdown, you know. And then, you know, teams that have to lay it all out. And because, you know, and a lot of this is interference from college, because a lot of people think college system is better because both teams get a chance, you know. I just think it's ridiculous that they start at the 25-yard line, you know. The next thing you got, you know, in college you got three overtimes and they're sure. running up touchdowns, but they're getting touchdowns credited for touchdowns when they're only going 25 yards to get them.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. If I lived in Minnesota, Minnesota lost, of course, the NFC Championship game in overtime to New Orleans. The Saints won the toss. They went, like your scenario, they went downfield, kicked the field goal, boom, that's it. So, I think a lot of the owners felt like, okay, this is a way to make a pretty decent rule, perhaps a little bit better. We're not producing the fairest results. You know what the vote was like? 28-4 in favor of it. So, yeah. And it's ironic too. Who opposed the change? Minnesota opposed the change. They were one of the four teams that said no.
Yeah. Oh well. Yep. So, anyway, hey, by the way, one other thing which has been going down at, back door to the, second best to the, I don't know, second best or whatever, but to the healthcare, because, you know, that's been front and center. But, I was really livid in, this deal that, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton somehow think that they have the right to tell the Israelis where they can build and they can't build in their own country. And I know the issue with Jerusalem is, you know, the iffy subject because of the Palestinians, you know, but the fact is it's Israel's country. You know what that would be like, Kate? That would be like, all right, no more construction anywhere in the United States ever again. Because unless the American Indians say that you can construct a house there, you know, if it's their land originally and you can't build on it unless they say you can do it. Isn't that the same thing?
I got you going.
Where did him and her get off, on telling, I told you I think this guy's anti-Israeli, he doesn't, and then of course, immediately right after the next day after he told the Israelis he was upset with them. Oh, no, we got your back. You're the 51st state. We're going to come, no matter what, our relationship's solid, But, he could have gone about it in a different way and behind closed doors just said, hey, Mr. Netanyahu, we're not happy about this, But to publish it in the media and just, it just makes everything worse over there than what it is, but they're going to make up their mind. Are they going to, is the country born to Israel or not? And if you believe it does, then they got to be able to build wherever they want to build, But I just couldn't believe that,
That was a big deal. They had a two-hour closed-door meeting, too. We're going to let people hear what Netanyahu had to say when he was out there for that conference on the whole Middle East deal. But you're right. I mean, it has to do with Jerusalem. It's a piece of land. We keep talking about it.
And as for the healthcare, remember last night I was giving you my little, I don't want to call it a conspiracy theory, but I think it was just a hose job by the insurance industries. They got 35 new million customers.
Right.
Now the only ones left out are the 12 million illegals that are here in the United States.
Right.
And that, I wouldn't be surprised to see Obama give them amnesty. And if he does, I just wish he'd put 60,000 troops down on that border, and completely shut it off, build that virtual fence. And, because it's the, that's the one thing Reagan didn't do. He gave him amnesty to 3 million illegals, but then he just didn't stop the flow coming in. And give them 500,000 visas a year to come to work here, But in any case, if they get the health care, if they become, legal here in the United States, and they're paying taxes already, right? They got to pay our health care, And where 40% of the checks going to the government are going to an insurance agent, right?
Right.
Guess what? They're going to run back across that border, aren't they?
Yeah, drive them back. That's exactly right. Hey, Netanyahu coming up next.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heartbeat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5255. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
No sound with the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway is a bullet strip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And
another one bites the dust. The words of Netanyahu. No, just kidding. Frustration abounds between Netanyahu and the Americans. The Americans that I'm speaking of include the president, Barack Obama. They had a closed-door meeting. Now, the Israeli prime minister was in town because he was addressing the American-Israeli Political Action Committee. So he made the rounds on the Hill. He was in the House and the Senate, and then he went to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue for a meeting with the press. And, you know, there certainly is a very, I don't know, there's sort of like an ebb and flow, I guess, of this relationship. And it could be considered to be stuck in low tide right now, a very low point, the relationship between the United States and Israel. The White House is asking Israel to stop building settlements, and Israel is saying, nah, we're doing it. Jerusalem is not a settlement. It's our capital, according to Netanyahu. Here's a little slice of what he said in his address.
The connection between the Jewish people and the land of Israel cannot be denied. The connection between the Jewish people and Jerusalem cannot be denied. The Jewish people were building Jerusalem 3,000 years ago, and the Jewish people are building Jerusalem today. Jerusalem is not a settlement. It's our capital. Peace requires reciprocity. It cannot be a one-way street in which Israel makes all the concessions and the Palestinian Authority makes none. That's got to change.
All right, so it is an interesting fair or foul. When we live in interesting times, we talk about peace in the Middle East. You've heard me go on and on, ramble about that. But Obama and Netanyahu have met a couple of different times since Obama stepped into the gig as president. This behind-the-closed-door meeting with no press coverage, none of that, is, I think, the second time that they've done that, if I'm right on it. So the White House has not opened the doors for anyone to cover this. It's all the speculation of what's going on. And the two sides, supposedly, meaning the U.S., our guy, and Israel, had good talks for whatever that means. But I think Netanyahu is saying, you know what, exactly what you just said there. We're going to do what we do, and we're not going to cowtail to you. We're going to do what we think we need to do, and these neighborhoods are going to be part of Israel in any peace settlement. So we're not going to stop doing it. We're not going to stop building. We're going to do it. Hillary Clinton had a hard time. It's her role as Secretary of State trying to convince Netanyahu. I mean, she basically just froze out in those conversations. And, you know, he's saying that Israel is not going to try to govern, easy for me to say, Palestinians, and that, Israel is just wanting peace with them. But they're going to continue to do what they want to do where Jerusalem is concerned. I'm really curious where this is going. I'm curious as to can you really have a lasting peace in the Middle East, and particularly in this area? So it's not helping. It's not helping that the flames are being fanned pretty high in the sky, and that there are a lot of things at stake, and it's more than just the construction, I think, in Jerusalem. Clearly, there's a much bigger divide than that, and it's about security in that area, if anything. But as I mentioned, it's an interesting fair or foul, and watch what happens here. It'll be a great insight as to what can help it happen in other areas where you're talking about the Israelis and you're talking about groups like Hamas and the Gaza Strip and all that kind of stuff, too. But I think it's just a powder keg, sadly, waiting to be reignited probably one more time. All right, I promised I would hit the mailbag. So remember, you can always shoot me an email on anything, whether you think Netanyahu is off his rocker and we need to cut more of our ties because we give a ton of dough to Israel, or wait, let's back up the Israelis, let's back them up, and Netanyahu is right. Or you think it's just a farce what happened with healthcare reform, or you've just applied for a job with the IRS, and you might be one of those locked and loaded guys that Mark in New York was talking about, and you're going to be the new enforcer. You probably have the best health insurance around in the next couple of years if you end up working for the government. That's my take on it. But without further ado, and before I forget, really, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, yes, we do have mail. Okay, here's one from Dennis McMahon. Yes, our resident lawyer out of Vermont. I love his messages. He says, as a retired space cadet, I have often wondered just where NASA is headed. As for someone who, along with our good science-minded Sister of St. Joseph, said a lot of prayers as early astronauts like John Glenn were pioneering space travel. The new stuff seems, well, relatively boring. And on a timeline with all other fields of scientific endeavor, for example, the Wright brothers' first flight in 1903, and progress over time, the space needle seems stuck. Thought essay piece might be of interest, and he sent me a link to that. So you know, it's interesting. I am a person who supports NASA. I do think that we need to, it's critical to be in the race for space and to continue the exploration for a lot of different reasons. But so much good money was thrown at bad things, and then ultimately now we're in this mix of just draining all of our resources in this recession where people are trying to find jobs, and you know the saga because we talk about it all the time, and with the states having to cut education and rearrange kids and cut teachers, and you know, with the revenue rolls way off, you know, we're in deep trouble here, and it's not being, I think, said enough, but there's no question. Some people are doing well, but overall, a lot of people are very, very concerned about their future. So NASA is going to take the brunt of it. We had Homer Hickam on, and he talked about that. And I think Homer Hickam was right. It's a big mistake to completely cut the funding for what they're cutting it for, and that's the exploration. When we're talking about the exploration to the moon and then ultimately Mars, and you know, now the shuttle goes into mothballs. There's going to be a lot of unemployed engineers, and how many people are going to want to work for NASA, too, if they're not doing the kind of work, the critical work they were doing in the past. Here's one from Jeff. Jeff says, Kate, I heard you talking about health care, and I love your show, but I couldn't disagree with you more. Why are people calling like that crazy Mark and the other Yahoo from Wyoming and pounding on Obama? I'm sick of it. Don't you think people need health care coverage? And don't you think this is the first step in the right direction? You know, here's the problem. It's not the step in the right direction. Do I think people need better coverage? Do I think people need health care? Absolutely. Do I think there are some critical things wrong with health care? You betcha. Medicine, for one, the price of medicine. I say this all the time, the lack of the competition, because if you could erase the state lines, what a difference that would make. But if you really examine what the so-called healthcare reform is, it's not what it proposes to be. You have to read the fine print. Have to read that print. Here's one from Milo. Milo says, bravo, I like your hard stand on healthcare. I love it when you say you have this liberal brother, because I can imagine you have interesting dinner conversation over things like HC. And the truth of the matter is, avoid politics at all costs when we get together. that way we stay happy as siblings, right? If you have any thoughts, you can send them to me, americatonight.net.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
Why is the government not providing us with health insurance? I mean, what is this? Like some kind of socialist country or some kind of communist dictatorship? This is insane. This is un-American. You don't pay for health insurance. That's crazy.
Well,